Monday, the 27th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, today we're going to be thinking about the child Jesus when he was about 12 years old. Are some of you 12 years old? Some of you are. Some of you have been 12 years old and now you're a bit older. And some of you are going to be 12 years old. Isn't that right? Well, when Jesus was 12, he did something that some of us might think was a bit naughty, actually. And some of us might think was quite an adventure. Let's listen to the scripture and hear what Jesus did. Every year, Jesus and his parents went up to Jerusalem from Nazareth for the festival of the Passover. So that's that big Jewish festival that happens about the same time as our Easter, and you'll hear why that is later. When Jesus was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. And after the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But Mary and Joseph didn't know that that's what he'd done. They thought that he was traveling somewhere else in the company. So Mary thought he was probably with Joseph, and Joseph thought he might be with Mary, or that he was with the other kids. And so they traveled for a whole day before they realized that Jesus wasn't with them. Then they began to look for him among their relatives and friends. And when they couldn't find him, they had to travel back to Jerusalem to look for him. And after 3 days of looking for him, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to the teachers and then asking them questions. And everyone who heard Jesus was amazed at his understanding and his answers. So, we are going to do a little gospel contemplation now. And we're going to spend some time praying with this contemplatively. So you may like to lie down or to sit comfortably for this exercise. Let's all close our eyes and focus on our breathing. We're going to begin by taking 3 deep breaths. Breathe in deeply. And then gently breathe out. And again, breathe in deeply. And breathe out. And breathe in deeply. And breathe out. We're going to imagine that you were at the temple in Jerusalem when Jesus was sitting with the various teachers of the Jewish faith. So begin by imagining yourself into the scene. Maybe start with what you imagine the temple looked like. So just imagine standing at the edge of the temple looking in. Look around. Notice how it is built and decorated. If you close your eyes and you take a nice deep smell, you will notice the scent of incense that was burned in the temple, reminding us to pray. Notice the feeling of the place. Perhaps it feels cool and quieter out of the heat and the noise of the city. And as you imagine this place, the temple, allow yourself to become aware of a group of adults who are listening to a young person, a boy, maybe even your age. Imagine going nearer. Look at the faces of the people, the teachers of the law. What do they look like as they listen to him and ask him questions? Notice how they are listening to Jesus. And look at Jesus as he speaks about God, scripture, and life. What do you see in his face as he shares with them? Imagine how Jesus felt as he sat there talking to the Jewish leaders. And imagine the feelings of the teachers as they listened to him. What do you think stirred in their hearts? As Jesus is talking, you see him look up and see his parents come into the temple. Now imagine Mary and Joseph. They lost Jesus for 3 days. Imagine as they come into the temple and see Jesus sitting there talking to the religious elders. What do you think they were feeling? And what do you think Jesus felt when he looked up and saw his parents? What do you think he did? What did they do? Perhaps they hugged him. Perhaps they cried. Perhaps they were cross. But imagine their relief at finding Jesus. See Jesus go to his mother and father and watch them quietly talking to each other. Then imagine the boy Jesus looking up and seeing you. You see him smile at you. And he comes over to talk to you. What would you want to say to Jesus right now? And what would he say to you? Then talk quietly with Jesus as one friend to another. Now slowly come back to yourself. Take a nice deep breath in and breathe out. And as you breathe in again, you may like to just sit up and stretch a little and open your eyes. Not that one, the other one. Let's just go back. As we come back to ourselves, let's take a little moment to end with a prayer. Let's close our eyes now, and we pray for all children. Pray that they might have a desire to learn and to listen to the Word of God. But we also pray for children who may find it sometimes difficult when they want to do one thing and their parents want to do another. And we remember that Jesus went back to Nazareth with his parents and he obeyed them. We're told he was obedient to them. And so we ask that we also might learn to be obedient and that we might grow in wisdom and in love just as Jesus did. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.